Hello and welcome to the Charmed Life Podcast. This podcast is all about magic, metaphysics, mysticism, and the unconditional love of the universe. And I am your host. My name is Trisha Carr. In honor of the season, of the time of the thinning veil between spirit and human, this is a bonus episode presenting an excerpt from a class I teach on spellcasting. If you would like to learn more, you can actually tune into my YouTube channel to hear another excerpt of this class, and you can find the link to that video in the show notes. Or you can join my subscription platform, Modern Mystic Life, for more of this teaching and many more lessons in magic and living the life of a modern mystic. And of course, Modern Mystic Life subscription is very affordable, and it's a way for you to support this podcast and to be engaged in an ongoing, consistent practice and communion with spirit. The link to Modern Mystic Life is in the show notes. And if you are listening to this bonus episode before 2:30 p.m. Pacific, October 23rd, before that time, our next workshop is coming right up. Modern Mystic Life, next workshop, 2:30, Sunday, October 23rd. That's 2:30 Pacific, which would be 5:30 Eastern. If you join before that, then you can take part in Miracle Manifestation Guided Ritual. This workshop will be a guided group ritual. We will call in the benevolent and unifying powers of spirit and nature to create a miracle that will benefit you and all concerned. The veil is so thin at this time, so let's connect. And if you join sometime after that, well, the replays of this and all live events are available to members. And we also have the live group meditations. We have many more bonuses coming in, exclusive content that comes your way regularly throughout the week in a very easy, no login way, super easy, right to your texts, a way for you to just keep that consistency flowing in your engagement with building your spiritual life. And before I play this excerpt, I also want to point your attention to the Easy Intuition and Meditation Coaching. This is starting November 1st, so you can still sign up and join us. It is going to be amazing, about 2.5 months of content to help you to fall in love with meditation or expand your love affair with meditation. Also to expand or start a practice in divination for your daily guidance. Also to give you a foundation and expansion in human design as a way to follow and tap into an expansion of your intuition for your intuitive living. And finally, it is the group coaching experience where we get together on these, there's actually 3, 6, or 7 of them throughout from November 1st to the first week of January. You can read all of the dates and everything, where we will be doing attunements, doing hot seat coaching, communing, getting together to practice if that's what you would like to do. And of course, I will be guiding meditation, channeling and attuning. And oh, it's just going to be so amazing, my heart. It's like hard for me to speak about it now because I'm getting so excited about it. So I want to make sure you know we've got about 10 days, 12 days, depending on when you're listening to this, to sign up. It starts November 1st. I hope to see you there. And so here you go. Welcome to this excerpt on spellcasting. Even a spell to block negative energies can be composed from white magic. White magic is work from the inside out, healing within to align with the new healed creation without. In fact, it is, we come very present with it. We align the energy within, and then we see that how things are is what we have called in. And then just when we do that, things start to change as well, because the more aligned we are, the more aligned our outside will begin to change into that form. Believe in the possibilities. Believe in the promises to yourself. Believe in promises to the universe. How empowering is this? Promising yourself and knowing, one, not just knowing, existing in the reality of that promise to yourself. Promising to the universe. That's what this is about. The intimacy with the universe, the intimacy that is coming into that holistic alignment with the one energy. You are giving your gift back to us all, back to the one, by just shifting into that occupation of it, that sovereignty. Intimacy with the universe. That's what unity is, right? It's the ultimate intimacy. To be able to be a being of sovereignty, and yet knowing that you and I are one, that you are just another self of me. That is true intimacy. And so the process of crafting and casting magic spells is the deepest of intimate practices. All right, well, let's dive right in. We have how to craft a spell, a magical spell. First, be clear about what you want. Second, get to the affirmative statement of it. Third, find your opportunity to respond with your vibration. When you hear opportunity respond, that means responsibility. Responsibility is the ability to respond. So we're going to break down each of these points many times over. You're free to take notes. And again, you'll get this these slides as notes in a PDF. But we're going to break it down. Those are the really basic steps. We have to be clear about what we want, which is a whole process. We have to get to the affirmative statement of it, another whole process. And then find the opportunity to respond with your vibration, to shift your vibration. They are all actually quite symbiotic. So let's talk about that. How to craft a spell. We have white magic is what we are doing, which is, again, one energy, one will, which I'll talk about in a moment. White magic is all about unity and potency. Now, the reason I say potency is because white magic is really the only magic. It's if we can do magic, we can actually cause harm to another or block another's process without doing our own inner work, having the focus outside rather than within. But it is temporary and it doesn't actually create anything, because if you are causing a deduction from any part of the field, then that affects you as well. So it's never an addition. It's never an augmentation, unless it's an augmentation for all. So now in the 3D, it does, we have really immediate events where we may need to protect ourselves. We may need to hit someone with a baseball bat. I mean, honestly, it doesn't happen that often to us now in the way in our society, as compared to more primitive times. And so that's set aside. That's not exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about a grander, more holistic, a metaphysical practice where we are working with the whole energy. So in immediate matter, where things are really, really quick and you know, that is actually to be able to protect yourself or someone else, if you had to actually cause harm, that's different. And that would be a part of the holistic experience, because you know, you didn't call that in a specific conscious way. So just to acknowledge that, we are moving in the metaphysical realms when we talk about this. We're talking philosophy, and we are talking about art form. So having said that, white magic is about unity. Therefore, it is the most and the only potent magic, the strongest and the most effective, and might as well say sustainable. White magic is about trusting the one will. You know, in the Lord's Prayer in the Bible, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Jesus said, when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said, Father, if you can, please take this cup from me. Nevertheless, thy will be done. And that's a big part of this process, is that we get really specific about what we want. We get really specific. and we work on and say, I want to align with this. And yet we say, but the most important thing is I feel like that is whatever this object is of what the outcome is that I want, that I'm feeling so specific and I'm in love with it right now. I surrender it back to the one energy. That's where the magic happens. That's the magical spark. And it's a deep, deep trust in the one will and the continued affirmation of the one will. To use Jesus again, then he was on the cross and he said, forgive them, they know not what they do. He was actually talking to God. He said, he's like, I'm in charge of God now. He's like, he was so aligned with the one will that the ones who were creating this thing that he was saying, please, please, dripping drops of blood like sweat, saying, I don't want this to happen. And he got so far in alignment with the one will that he said, nevertheless, thy will be done, and forgive them. So he got on the team of the one will so much so that even the worst thing that he could imagine happening, that could happen, not just imagine, was literally happening. He was on board with it and trusting in it. So to go off on, you know, y'all know that my background when I was a kid was in the Christian church. I'm not in the Christian church anymore. I do not identify as a Christian, mainly because that word Christian came long, long after actually Jesus lived. But at the same time, the Bible, all of it has a lot of magic in it. It's a very, very magical book. It's not to say that it's perfect or infallible, but there's a lot of magical art and philosophy in that book. So trusting the one will, trusting unity, trusting in the one energy. That's what magic is about. And white magic is about transcendence. Now, the reason it's about transcendence is because we are working with our own energy to align and therefore to transcend, to overcome any of the conditions here. Again, using that example of Jesus on the cross, regardless of these conditions, he was able to say, thy will be done. He knows, I can't see around that corner, but I am aligning right now with the something good that is coming of this, that even this right now is just helping me to grow and to transcend the conditions. So while it's a paradox, as things are, the closer we get to source, we find paradox. I mean, spirit and matter are paradox as well. Spirit is non-matter and matter is matter. That's what we're working with here. So we go deeply into and get very specific about what we want. And then we backtrack and we say, but that is just reminding me of what I truly want, which is to transcend and to have the conditions just be the extra things, that they can't actually control me or change who it is that I am in my being, that it's just an outflow. It's just it's just the creation of this energy, which is timeless, eternal, and untarnishable by anything from the outside. So magic is transcending. White magic is the only sustainable magic. I mentioned that. White magic is all about vibration and frequency. Vibration is the feminine energy. Frequency is the masculine energy. This dichotomy, that's how matter comes into being. That's how any action expression comes into being. So white magic is inside out. So we do use the outside, what's happening on the outside, to inspire us to move within. I don't like my job. I don't like my relationship. I don't like this. But what do I really want? Well, I don't want just the absence of this job. That's not something we want to call in, right? Just this reality, but no job. That's not magical enough for me. What I really want is maybe I want freedom. Maybe I want abundance. Maybe I want to be able to create and express and to collaborate with others. That's what I want. The absence of what I want is telling me what I want. And so we can use the outside to go within and to get really clear about what it is that we do want. Now, as I said, with white magic, even when it is a blocking or binding spell, one must shift their vibration basically so that the frequency that is emitting from your vibration repels negativity. That's how blocking or binding spells work. Now, I want to take a moment on that because this is advanced.
And it's really good for us to focus on that. It's advanced, yet it's very human of us to walk around in our day with the negative script saying, I don't want this. I don't like this. She should leave me alone. He should be quiet and they should let me this. You know, that's very human. And I hope someday to transcend that and to be, you know, all ascended and not have those negative scripts. But in fact, the way that we actually shift, the way that we stop someone else from mistreating us is to be a different someone. That's the truth. In order for us to block or bind someone's controversial actions toward us, then we need to not be the home that they can place that energy. And so we shift our vibration. And then as we send out a new signal, they can't even find us. They can't find us. That's how we block and bind. But the problem is that when we begin, also when people just begin a little bit of idea about magic or spirituality, and they say, there's this like kind of old dogmatic way of thinking about it that's like, I have a curse on me. Can you bind the person putting a curse on me? And what you're doing then is just identifying to victimhood. And then you're casting a spell on yourself to be a continued victim. Not to mention that if we were to actually just bind someone in the sense that we want them to just have demise, I want my boss to be fired, and that's what we're just trying to do, then you know what? He could get, maybe you could actually make that spell successful. You get that boss fired. And guess what could happen? You get a boss in his place who's even worse and hates you even more because you're still walking around with the same frequency that you haven't grown from. So I'm kind of being extreme here in my examples, but that's what I hope that you can, I want you to feel that almost awakening, that binding and blocking is useful in a sense, but it's because we've changed our radio signal and therefore the signal's no longer, that's why it's a blocked signal. It's because they're normally, or it was going like this, where these were aligning, but you changed yours. So now it goes like this and it just passes you by. And we can do this. How much freedom do you feel by knowing, oh, I just have to feel different. And you know what? The difference that I feel is better because it's more my home frequency. It's more my soul's true frequency. So it's just a win, win, win. That's what magic is.